And I'd like to welcome to the Magic Morning Show, very special guest joining me on the phone, Senator Jeanne Shaheen. Senator, welcome.
Thanks, Gino. Nice to be with you.
Yes, thank you.
It doesn't feel like April.
No.
almost the end of April. But,
no, I know, especially with some snow squalls that have been going through. You said that you guys have some snow as well right now.
We did. Now, as you pointed out, I can see the sun beginning to come out, so that's good news.
Yes, it definitely is, I think. And it's sunny up here, so hopefully the sun will make its way down where you are, and we'll be good to go. But it should be a beautiful Earth Day, that's for sure. 50th anniversary of Earth Day, and I know that you're a big proponent of Earth Day, and you've introduced all types of acts that are safeguarding natural environment and all of that. It's a big cause for you.
It is. My husband and I are going to go out a little later this morning and do a walk at one of the local trails around Madbury, where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things that got done in Congress this year before we all came home and the shutdown started was to permanently reauthorize the Land and Water Conservation Fund, something that has been so important, not just to protecting the places like our national parks and our, you know, major tourist attractions, but to protecting places that each of us can go to in our own communities. And one of the things we have to remind people is that Earth Day is about getting outside, enjoying and protecting the earth, and it's one of the things that the Land and Water Conservation Fund has tried to do to help make sure there are places in all of our communities where we can go outside and enjoy the beautiful resources, particularly in New Hampshire, where we have so many great places to enjoy.
Yeah, for sure. And we know all about that here in the Mount Washington Valley, of course.
Absolutely.
It's all around us, which is pretty awesome. And I guess this whole COVID-19 thing, the pandemic that has broken out, of course, is kind of a reminder about how much our environment matters to us and how much we have an effect on it as well.
It really is. If you look at some of those shots of the earth, before the shutdown, in China in particular, when you look at the pollution over Beijing and parts of China and how so much of that is dissipated, you can see in India where they can see the mountains that they haven't been able to see in years, and here and in Venice where the fish are returning to the canals in Venice because of the lack of activity. And it shows just what the connection is between human activity and the impact on the earth.
Absolutely. Definitely something to be aware of. Let's talk about the COVID-19 and how New Hampshire has been responding. Just recently, there was an agreement that was recognized for assisting small businesses. I know that you've been looking out for the little guy right along now. Let's talk about that agreement a little bit, talking about needing some help for small businesses, assisting them, and of course, eventually leading to reopening the economy here in New Hampshire.
Well, absolutely. It's critical. We have so many small businesses. They're the lifeblood of this economy. They employ over 50% of our workforce, and we need to make sure that they have some help during this difficult period. I worked with the Small Business Committee to try and put in place the Paycheck Protection Program to try and provide help to small businesses. That money was gone very quickly, the original $350 billion that we allocated, and so we have needed over a week now to get additional funding, and that's what the Senate agreed to yesterday, $250 billion more through the Paycheck Protection Program and an additional $60 billion to help with the smallest businesses, because that's been one of the challenges, and we need to do some oversight and make sure that the dollars are going to the people who really need it and not to some of the bigger companies who have been able to work through a loophole in the legislation to get money. So the goal of this next round of money is to make sure that it goes to the small businesses most in need and to help their employees. There's also an additional $75 billion that will help hospitals. We know that hospitals in New Hampshire and across the country are really in dire straits because what they have done is suspend all of their voluntary surgeries in order to prepare for dealing with coronavirus patients. Fortunately, it hasn't been at the level that was anticipated maybe in the beginning, and so hospitals are losing revenue in a way that really puts many of them, particularly some of our smaller hospitals, at risk. And we saw again today that Catholic Medical Center in Manchester has laid off several hundred people. We've seen the Lakes Region Hospital lay off several furlough people who are working there, and we need to make sure that we save our hospitals in New Hampshire, that we protect our frontline healthcare workers. And there's also $25 billion in this package to go to testing, which has been a huge challenge. We need to get more testing. We're not going to be able to open back up the economy until we have enough testing to ensure that people are not at risk when they go back to work.
Yeah, absolutely. That is first and foremost the top priority, and it should be, of course, supporting the state and local funding, as you mentioned. You also had a call that was just recently heeded to from the Trump administration about the interest rates for healthcare providers and the Medicare advance payments and how that will deliver relief to those providers as well.
Yes, you know, one of the things that was done as part of the CARES relief package was setting up a program, there was a program set up through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid to provide some loans to hospitals, but those loans are at a very high interest rate, 10.25% interest, and they had to be paid back within a year's time, a very short payback period. So there was an agreement as part of this last package, even though we didn't get the language in, there was an agreement that we've got to reduce that interest rate and we've got to provide for a longer payback period, something that has a lot of strong bipartisan support in the Senate. Senator Cassidy from Louisiana and I sent a letter to the administration requesting that they take a look at reducing that interest rate and changing the payback period so that it's longer. And we had 32 senators, almost equally divided between Democrats and Republicans, sign on to that letter. And it shows the extent to which people across the country are concerned about this issue because, again, our hospitals have been so critical during this period. We need to come through in a way that makes sure our hospitals can continue to operate, especially, as you know, in the Mount Washington Valley, our small rural hospitals.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's one of the big concerns of the people here, of course, is looking out for our hospitals and making sure that we have the funding and making sure that we have the room, really, if, God forbid, we ever needed all of the rooms in the hospitals and so on and so forth. One of the big concerns that has actually come up is the campgrounds being actually reopened. That's a big, hot topic, if you will, when it comes to the Mount Washington Valley, on how that's a little bit of a concern. If people start to come out here to do some camping, that could really go after our small hospitals.
Well, I know there's a great deal of concern about people coming from other places, which may be hot spots,
yeah,
with dealing with the coronavirus and having them come back to New Hampshire. So I think it's something that we have to watch very closely. As we know, it's not really practical to shut down our borders throughout the country, but we do need to encourage people to be very careful, and if they have been exposed, to self-quarantine, and if they exhibit symptoms, to call their doctor, to call ahead. Don't just walk into the emergency room. Don't just walk into your doctor's office. Call ahead and try and get tested so we make sure that we know who may be exposed, who may be at risk, and who may have the virus.
I completely agree. To switch gears just a little bit, Senator, I know that you only have a short amount of time here, so I'd like to switch gears. I know recently that you were visiting with the Holderness Central School, doing some remote learning with them. I was able to find an article about how you were able to broadcast with them, I guess you could call it, via web stream and check in on that. New Hampshire's kind of leading the pack when it comes to remote learning. What have you seen in your experience with it so far?
Well, it's very fun to be able to do the online classes and to hear the students talk about some of the challenges that they have. The Holderness fourth grade class was really very fun. It was Michelle Jenkinson's class, and she had been going to the State House with her fourth grade for over 20 years.
Wow.
And so she was very disappointed, and the kids were very disappointed that they couldn't go this year. So she decided she would bring in a number of people who could talk about government. And she's had the governor. The governor was on before I was yesterday, and she's had a state senator, state representative, trying to let the students know what's going on in government. And they were very fun. They had good questions, and they, as I said, I asked them how many of them would rather be doing online learning from home or how many of you would rather be in class, and almost all of them said they'd rather be in class. So the students are ready to go back to school as well, and hopefully come September, everybody will be able to get back into class.
I'm sure they are. Yeah, we've been talking to a lot of the local superintendents around the Mount Washington Valley and up in Berlin and Gorham as well. We're going to talk to one actually later this week, and they say that their students are ready as well. It's definitely time to get back, and hopefully we'll be able to make that happen for them sooner than later when it comes to next year.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the challenges, and depending on where you live in New Hampshire, is that not all students have access to high-speed Internet, and so it makes online learning more challenging. I think it's one of the lessons from this pandemic that we need to do a better job of investing in high-speed Internet so that everyone in New Hampshire, everyone in America has access, just as we did during the 30s and during the Depression when we said we're going to make sure everyone has access to electricity. We've got to do the same for high-speed Internet, because that's very much a part of being able to succeed in this economy and environment that we're in now.
Yep, especially in today's world. Senator, thank you so much for your time. Do you have any final thoughts to take away from the interview?
Just that everybody stay safe and well. I know it's getting challenging following the stay-at-home order and the social distancing, but it's been so important. Our death rate was level again. We didn't have any more deaths overnight last night, and that's very good news. So it really has been working, and we need to continue to be careful, wear masks when you go out and you're going to the grocery store or wherever, coming in contact with other people, and just hope all of the listeners stay safe and well.
All right. Thank you. You too, Senator. Make sure that you stay safe, and hopefully we'll be talking to you soon with some good news.
Yes, I hope so.
All right. Thank you for your time. That's Senator Jeanne Shaheen right here on the Magic Morning Show. We'll be back. It's Magic 104, today's hits.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.